Okay, well, that's good news. Can we talk about the South African Post Office website? Why would they have an website? Do we still have post offices?
This is the problem, right? And the post office, through lack of service, is slowly making themselves irrelevant. With people finding other ways to do things that they need to do. The post office. That said, I had to visit the post office recently to renew my car's license disc. So there's definitely still some use in the old girl. Yet
the old girl.
And the thing is, though, the post office can be such an enabler in South Africa for lots of business.
Grant payments.
And digital business, right? There's it's actually interesting to hear other media types complain about post office delivery with regards to magazines and stuff. And the post office's lack of service actually impacts South Africa across the board. It's actually tremendous, and if it can be fixed, it would be such a boon. All of a sudden, you wouldn't have to use necessarily a private courier when you buy something online. It might be possible to actually use the post office and not risk having the item stolen in transit or get lost or have it delayed at some depot for some reason. So there's yes, anyway, that was a completely tangential rant, but also interesting to see how our issues with the post office compare with what's happening in the United States. Now, the e-commerce in the United States is huge, and it's been a tremendous boon to companies like Amazon. But Donald Trump is now infamously trying to clamp down on the cheap rates that Amazon's been getting from the United States Postal Service. And so it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out as an experiment for perhaps a model that South Africa can adopt.
Interesting.
Because, it's very tempting to go, oh, yeah, why don't we do the American model? Look at how successful the postal service is there and how it's been this underlying infrastructure for that's just helped boost e-commerce in the country tremendously. I mean, like, if it wasn't for the U.S. Postal Service, things like eBay would also not really be a thing. It turns out that they've got their own set of challenges. Anyway, what's happened in South Africa is that for the second time this year, the post office website is down. Emails that you try to send to the post office domain bounce. The last time this happened...
You see, that's karma. That's karma, Jan. You know, when you've got those fragile... I mean, in years gone by, when you had those packages that were marked fragile... this way up, and they were kind of like bounced by the post office. This is karma. Okay.
just getting back at it for all the times. What happened last time is the post office failed to pay its domain registration fee, which, depending on how you do it, is really not a large sum of money. It's like somewhere, it's either around 70 or 80 rand, or it's like 200 rand, depending on the system that you use. And this time around, however, when the domains are registered for a year, so this time around it can't be that. If they've paid their domain registration fees, then it's not that, but be that as it may, maybe they failed to pay the registration fees of another domain that they're using for their DNS servers, who knows, we're still trying to figure out exactly why the website's down.
All right, yeah,
post office is down again.
We've got to take news headlines, and then we've got sport. Can I ask you, is it possible for you to stay with us? I want to still talk about Vodafone, billing you 10 rand every day until your airtime ran out.